Welcome to the Surviving Grief Podcast, hosted by our grief ministry leaders at Crossroads Church. We'll be sitting down with friends as they share their powerful stories of loss and healing, and we'll hear from grief professionals and other wise people with useful tools for our own time of grief. If you're supporting someone who's grieving, you'll learn how to comfort them and walk with them on their own path to healing. Let's join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Surviving Grief Podcast. My name's Kelly, and last week we talked about the power of grief groups. This week, I have a very special episode to share with you. This is a crossover episode from our Audio Articles, which is a Crossroads podcast that shares the audio versions of some of our most powerful and impactful online articles. Today, we're going to hear from Chuck Mingo. This is a powerful article that he wrote in the weeks following the passing of his beloved father. While the loss was great, Chuck also found a way to set his sights on what he and his father stood to gain. This is a powerful article that I think will help you to take some steps in your own grief journey. If you like what you hear, be sure to head over to the Audio Articles podcast and check out more. Megs and I will be back next week for a fresh round of original episodes. Until then, here's Chuck Mingo on the Audio Articles podcast.
Grief and Gain by Chuck Mingo, read by Caleb Mathis. On October 25th, 2019, my father passed away. I understand this might sound strange to some, but that moment for my father was actually beautiful and triumphant. For me, though, his passing was a bit more complicated, a mixture of both sorrow and joy. Sorrow at having lost a great man, joy at what my father has gained. In the Bible, Paul, an early leader in the church, describes death as a gain for those whose faith is in Christ. For to me, he writes in the book of Philippians, to live is Christ and to die is gain. How can he say that? Because those who walk through death with Christ gain true life. They are in the presence of Jesus, experiencing far better than anything earth can offer us. Choosing to see my dad's passing through this lens has changed how I've grieved this loss. It doesn't eliminate the sadness or the pain, but it does help give it new meaning. Losing a parent means feeling vulnerable in a strange and new way. The best way I can describe it is feeling like I've lost a spiritual covering over my life. My father spent the last years of his life battling dementia and the effects of type 2 diabetes. He was, physically speaking, significantly diminished from the Superman I believed him to be as a child. And still, the sheer force of his presence in my life made me feel covered, protected, and safe. So while I celebrate his gains, my losses are real and tangible. I lost my chief encourager. My dad was very generous with his affirmations of me. I understand now that you never outgrow the desire to make your pops proud. I lost the chance at more memories. I have 43 years of shared memories with my dad, the good, the bad, and everything in between. Now that he's gone, I cherish those memories all the more. I've actually found it quite healing to recall and reflect on as many as I can as this wound begins to heal. And I lost my backstop. Someone recently asked me to name the one thing that defined my relationship with my dad. My answer? He always showed up. My dad was a man of his word, and when he said he would be there, he meant it. One of the funny memories I now recall from childhood was my dad's annoying tendency to be the first parent to arrive for pickup after a party or sleepover. As a kid, I hated this. I was having fun and always had to be the first one to leave. In many instances, my dad arrived at the location an hour early and spent time alone in the car with his newspaper until pickup time. It's funny, though, because today I pride myself on always showing up. I got that from my dad. I'm going to miss him terribly. Especially his encouragement, the memories we would have made, and the way he always showed up. To be honest, I'm not quite sure I fully accepted the finality of his passing. I still find myself anticipating his calls, just to touch base, as he would always say when I picked up. I still hear his voice in my head, still hear his laugh when I see something he would have found funny. But I have hope, because where I feel loss, I trust my father has found gain. I lost my chief encourager, but Dad gained the ultimate well done from Jesus. I never grew tired of my dad's encouragement and affirmation. One reason was that my dad grew up without a man to affirm him. His father passed away when he was only 8 years old. I always saw it as an incredible act of generosity that my dad so easily offered to me what he never received for himself. When my father took his last breath, I believe his first words he heard were, "Well done," an encouragement spoken to him by Jesus. And while I long for my father's encouragement, I know what he is receiving from Christ is filling a lifelong gap, and that brings me immense joy. I lost a chance at more memories, but Dad gained a healed mind. One of the things that everyone knew about my dad growing up was that he had a memory like an elephant. I couldn't get away with anything because Dad always remembered, in detail, what he or I said in any previous conversation. I think that's why his dementia felt like such a cruel thing to me. This man, who prided himself on remembering things, lost the ability to remember all but the things in his very long-term memory. But now, in the presence of Jesus, Dad is experiencing re-creation. I believe he has a new mind, one that not only remembers all things, but that also understands things from an eternal point of view. This, for him, is fueling more joy and peace and true life than we can ever fathom with our limited human perspective. I lost my backstop, but Dad gained eternal life. My dad always showed up. I could depend on him, and that was an amazing blessing in my life. And as much as I would never want to lose that, I celebrate now that Dad has shown up in heaven. He's exactly where he is supposed to be, with God, fully restored. This loss has been unlike anything I have ever faced before. I know that I will miss my father every single day. But Dad? Dad is living his best life. He's more fully alive now than he has ever been. He is fully known, fully loved, fully understands, and he will never shed another tear. That means, while his death is worth grieving, his eternal gain is worth celebrating too. I miss what I've lost, but I also know this. One day, his gain will also be my gain. The words of Paul give me hope in moments of darkness. From 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 14. "Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep." End quote. I grieve, but I do so as one who has hope. And that makes all the difference. Surviving Grief is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio. If you'd like to connect or share your own story, reach out to us at podcasts@crossroads.net. That's podcasts with an S at crossroads.net. We'll see you next time.